Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today. Because that what? That sauce is crazy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Radio on the Cumulus Broadcasting System. We are live and local in 11 markets now, and we're glad you're listening with us. But right now on the line, we've got our friend Jeff Gertis from Timber Ridge Deep Fryers. Jeff, you out there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you guys?
Hey, good to talk to you, Jeff. I think I talk to you about every day. This is Bob, and these guys all around here, everybody here wants one of your Timber Ridge deep fryers, which makes me happy because it sounds like a commission check to me. But tell these folks how this thing works and how you ever got this idea.
Well, actually, the idea actually came from an engineer that works at our factory. He was originally working on a John Deere project. And this kid is an absolutely avid hunter and fisherman. And he had built a rough prototype of one of these units down in our shop at the factory. And I went down there and I was taking a little tour of seeing what was going on. And I saw a bunch of our guys standing out in the parking lot cooking lunch. And I went up and looked at this thing and I went, wow, this is pretty cool. I think we could actually build this and sell it. So we pulled John off of his project and turned him on to doing these things full-time. So he created the design, and, you know, that was the launch of the product.
Well, it's the Timber Ridge, and you've got three different sizes, single basket, double basket, and a triple basket. And it's basically a propane-driven deep fryer, and it sits on your back deck right next to your grill. And here's the truth of it. Okay, I've got five kids. Everybody that comes to my house to grill or to eat my grilled food has kids. So we usually have, it's a circus. When we're going to cook out, there's people all over the place, and the dads are all hanging around the grill having a beer. And the kids are in the pool or on the trampoline or on the swings, and the wives are in the kitchen drinking wine.
Wives aren't in the swings?
No,
they're usually like trying to leave.
Okay.
But you know what? So we're making lots of burgers, brats, dogs, all this stuff, and what do those kids want? And they want French fries.
Right.
So we light the oven up in the middle of summer. Stinks. Not anymore.
Right, because you got a deep fryer that now you can deep fry fish, you can deep fry the vegetables. There's any number of things, but the cool thing I like about this, Jeff, is that it's so self-contained and it almost cleans itself. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I guess one of the best things about this product is the fact that you know, you can continually reuse your cooking oil, and as everybody knows, oil is a fairly expensive proposition nowadays. And
yeah, over $4 a gallon.
Is it has
$105 a barrel.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Fortunately, peanut oil, rice oil, those types of oils haven't actually hit that price point. Mm-hmm. It's still, you know, relatively expensive. And the beauty of our unit is in the fact that, you know, depending upon how often you use it, the unit will actually pay for itself over a period of 1 to 2 years, again, depending on usage patterns, with what you'll save on buying oil. The old pot-style fryers that everybody uses, I mean, literally because of how those units heat, your oil is pretty much ruined after one use.
Hey, I think it could pay for itself in one weekend taking the kids through drive-thru to get French fries.
Yeah, Jeff, say hi to Shasta. Shasta here is with us, and she's one of the sponsors of the show, and she owns a company called Old World Olive Press, and they have four stores around Michigan, and they sell EVOs and balsamic. So you guys would be fast friends. You and her husband, Corey, would get along a little too well. We'd have to keep you apart. Yeah, but Shasta knows oil very, very well. And, I mean, can you imagine dumping it out after a while if you have the old-fashioned fryers? I mean, you're just dumping oil.
Right. You're just wasting it.
All that work.
Yeah, yeah.
So this thing is so cool. And in studio right now with us coming up on the next segment, we've got Bruce Meekoff from Garrett's Appliance. And Garrett's Appliance is ready to become a new Timber Ridge dealer. So it's just like a Timber Ridge show right now.
That's a beautiful thing.
It is. And now you actually live in Minneapolis, and you have a cottage up in northern Minnesota on a lake. And you, what do you do with that thing up there?
Well, just about everything. I mean, I keep one of these out at my ice house. I keep the smaller unit out at my ice house for when we're ice fishing. And as a matter of fact,
fresh fish.
Snowmobile tours and showing them that I think the last time we did it, there were about 22 of these things sitting out at different ice houses across the lake.
Wow, that says something.
Hey, Jeff, you know, I'm surfing your website here a little bit while we're on the line. That's TimberRidgeUSA.com. And I came across your conservation support program. A lot of our listeners are outdoorsmen and sportsmen. And I noticed that you guys have pledged a portion of your profits to support the National Wild Turkey Federation, Ducks Unlimited, and Pheasants Forever. I am a proud member of each of those organizations. It's the springtime here. We've got spring turkey season up here. I just bought my license this week. And I tell you what, hats off to you guys for stepping up and helping these organizations out, because they're all about habitat. They're all about allowing us to go out and enjoy the outdoors, bring some of that game home. And what a great tie into your company, because a lot of the stuff that we'll bring home, we'll be able to use that excellent Timber Ridge deep fryer to cook.
Oh, you'll never have a better wild turkey than one that comes out of one of our units. They are absolutely delicious. And as a matter of fact, I got a couple upcoming spring turkey hunts, one in Tennessee and one down in Georgia over the next 45 days.
Now, that one down in Georgia, who are you going to be hunting with?
I will be hunting with Mr. Foxworthy down at his farm.
That's right. So tell us quickly, you got 30 seconds, how did you pick Foxworthy?
Actually, Jeff found our product actually at an outdoor show, and he ended up actually purchasing 5 units. And then he had his management team basically get in contact with us because he really loved the product. And now he is our national spokesman, and we are in a partnership with Foxworthy Outdoors to produce not only this, but a lot of other exciting outdoor products that we're going to be coming out with.
That's excellent. Jeff, we got to take off. Thanks for joining us on The Grilling Guys, and we're going to talk to you again in the future, and we're going to fire up some deep fryers.
Thanks, guys. Enjoyed it. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, thanks a lot. That's Jeff Gertis, one of the owners of the Timber Ridge USA company out of Tennessee. Good folks, Lynchburg, or anyway, Tennessee.
Yeah, if you want to check one of these things out, some of the local dealers have them here in town. But we're going to, coming up next, we've got Bruce from Garrett's Appliance, who also carries these things. So if you want to try one out, we'll be demoing those throughout the summer. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.